On Cornell University College of Engineering Week, how do we better understand cell communication? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carl Lewis, assistant professor of biomedical engineering, deciphers the signals.
Just like humans wink and smile, cells have different forms of communication. One particular type of communication, called calcium ion signaling, could help scientists unlock secrets about tissue diseases such as arthritis and osteoporosis. That is, if we can understand the signals. Calcium signals are very fast fluctuations in ion concentration in cells, which communicate biological events. For example, if you pick up a heavy box, the stress on your connective tissues triggers the signaling, which in turn tells other cells how to respond. Unlike most molecular targets, calcium signaling is special because scientists can monitor it in real time and in living cells using basic microscopic approaches. The challenge, however, is that these signals are very fast, occurring in just milliseconds, and they occur at very small length scales in dense tissues. My lab specializes in using an advanced type of microscopy to observe cells in tissues of living organisms. We combine this imaging technique with custom-designed loading devices to study changes in cell calcium signaling dynamics in real time. We are very excited to be a part of a burgeoning field where scientists are connecting what a cell is experiencing in its natural environment to what a cell is signaling. The relationship between very short cellular activity and long-term tissue disease outcomes is not presently well established for many tissues. But if we can continue to learn from calcium ion signaling and what cells are trying to communicate, we improve personalized and preventative medicine dramatically. Just like any good relationship, communication is key.
That was Carl Lewis of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.